Left off the last Gemara by Kafpam Bechutzes Yashlichu. We're up to Abba Sikir Reish Bayoine Di Yishalayim Ba'achse De Abba Yochan Ben Zakkai. Before we start the Gemara, we'll just gather over on the Kuda from last week's Gemara, which will be Negev maybe a little bit later again. The Gemara brings that Abba Tzadik Yosef Abom Shnin Betanisa De Leilechle Yishalayim. The Gemara brings it Derech Agav. The Gemara brings the Gregorius to Rab Tzadik Ochla. So the Gemara brings how sick Rab Tzadik was. The Gemara tells us that Midi Ochel Midi is Av Mischadik Ma'beroi, because Rab Tzadik fasted 40 years betainis that should Michorev Yishalayim. There are three limudim that one can learn from this Gemara. What is the reason, first of all, why Rab Tzadik fasted 40 years? The Ben Yoyada wants to know why the Misper Daika of 40 years. We spoke last week that Mefarshim tell us that 40 years before the Churban was already the beginning of the Churban Hamikdash. So that's why he started to fast at that time. But he tells us that the Inyan of 40 years is to be Megan on Eretz Yisrael, that's Tov Palsa, that's a Mahalach of Mem Yoim. And just like the Meraglim that went to Eretz Yisrael, Aboim Yoim, was Nigza Aleim Men Shona Bamidba, Yoim Lashona, Yoim Lashona. So too, to be Megan on the Gvulis of Eretz Yisrael, that Amem Yoim, he was also fasted 40 years. I think that we have to take this Ben Yoyada and take it a step further. I don't know why he has to go and say that, why he can say Be Yisaydus Dik. We know that Churban Bayis Sheni, the Yisayd of Churban Bayis Sheni, was because of the Chet of Meraglim. Bayis Rishon was because of Chet HaEgel. Bayis Sheni was because of Chet HaMeraglim. We spoke last week a Megala Amukais that says that Nekuda. And if it was because of the Chet of Meraglim, that the Meraglim, where the Chet was Yoim Lashona, Yoim Lashona, so that's why he fasted 40 years, to be Mechaper on the Yishayrish HaChet. But we see something very Dovon Nifla. We see that there's sometimes an Inyan of a Tainis, that there's an Inyan to make a Tainis Tzibu. There's Dinim when you make a Tainis Tzibu, when you don't make a Tainis Tzibu. And a lot of times a Yochid thinks about himself, that if there's no Chiv to make a Tainis Tzibu, then I have nothing what to do before the Tzibur. From this Gemara one sees that there's a difference that a person has to do a Be'ula mitzad yochid and Befrat a Talmud Chocham has Zichar Achiv. We find Be'emes and Halacha such a Mekir. We find the Mekir that in the Taneisim that the Gemara says the Masechtes Tainis that we fast on Kshomim after Pasku Elu V'loinenu they weren't going to do any more Tainis on the Tzibur, but Yechidim Misanim the Talmud Chochamim were Misanim. So you see that the Talmud Chacham and Ish Choshev has a chiv to be misana, even though there's no more chiv on the tzibur, there's a chiv on the yochid. So too in this Gemara we see that Rab Tzadik as a yochid felt a chiv to be misana, even though there was no chiv on the tzibur to be misana, him as a yochid felt a chiv to be misana. And that also goes for every single yochid, Lefi Madrigosai, has to know that he has a chiv to be an achroi on a tzibur. He has an achrayis, an alvus to a tzibur, and he can't say that he's not going to be mishtatif b'tzara tzibur and not do something for the tzibur. Of course, we can't ask from a person that he should be different as yura or this, but every single person has to learn from this Gemara that a yochid has a chiv to do things in his own life, to be making on the tzibur and to do a kapara on the tzibur. There's also a limud nifla in a piece of Tver Shleime, the Tver Shleime in the Teiris on Yimei HaMetzorim says, why did Rab Tzadik didn't help his Tainis? Rab Tzadik fasted 40 years. The Tainis, that means if we learn the way we learned, that 40 years was to be Mechaper on the Sheirish Achet, so he wasn't Mechaper on the Sheirish Achet. So why did he fast 40 years if he didn't do anything with his Tainis? Ach Kavanosei, the Heilige Tver Shleime says, that his kavana was every single day he fasted for that day itself that it shouldn't become charef. He didn't fast for bechlal that it shouldn't become charef. He fasted to save that it shouldn't become charef that day. And he tells us a meyerdik limud, something that's a limud nifla. Yesh limud mizet derech laavedes Hashem yizbarach. Shebechol yoyim yispal la'odam linotzel hayoyim miyaytahara. The person every single day should be mispalel on that day. He should become nitzel with the yetzara. Ulamachar al yoy macha ki im yispalel pam echad ef shelas is mishpat rak dva Hashem yoyim biyoyimay. You learn from Rab Tzadik. You don't fast for a tikkun hashalem. You fast for that day. for that day itself, that learns the oifen of tefillah, how a person has to be mispalel, he can be mispalel tzibitzlich vayis. Every single day for that day, hayoim, on the day itself, that day should have the Yeshua. That day I should become nitzel. The next day is the next day. That means a person shouldn't take the faster merubah like the faster, the faster mut, the faster. That's what the tzaddik taught with this Tanaisim, the 40 years. That in the 40 years he fasted every single day for that day itself. Zog the Eilagi Gemara, Abasikra Reish Bayoine di Yishalayim. Abasikra was the Reish Bayoine di Yishalayim. Ba'achsei, he was the son of a sister, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Reiv Bonim is Heilchen Achal Achia Em. It says one of the Mepharshim. And that's why, because Reiv Bonim is Heilchen Achal Achia Em, that's why he wanted to take Bichhezel Lemutif. That's what we see in this Gemara. He didn't cooperate with the Bayoinim. He cooperated with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Not because he was his uncle, because he had a Nitzel Tzatov in him. Because Reiv Bonim Heilchen Achal Achia Em. He went at Avisholach Lei. Come quietly, but nobody should know. Come to me. Also, he came. Omale ad emes avdisu achi. How long are you going to terrorize Yishalayim? Vekatlisu lo la alma bekafna, and you are going to kill the people in Yishalayim bekafna in a hunger. Omale mai evet. I have no breida da minelu midi. If I will tell the Bayonim anything, katlu li, they will kill me. The Bayonim don't have respect. They only have respect to somebody because he holds their shita. There's a big difference between Amunas Chachamim, that's the Emes Amunas Chachamim, and the Amunas Chachamim in the modern world. The Amunas Chachamim in the modern world is only if you find somebody that holds the way I hold from him. The day he will go a little bit right from what I hold, or go a bit different than what I hold, then I don't hold from him. It's not Emunas Chachamim, it's Emunas Atzmoy. He believes in himself. If he has somebody to be toilan, he's toilan him. The minute the person will say different than him, he was Reish Bayoini, but the Reish Bayoini will say different than the Bayoinim, they will kill him, because they don't machnia themselves to the Bayoinim. It's not the achno that they have to them. It's only that they hold of him because he holds like they're Ashkofa. And that's why they hold of him. The minute he'll hold different than Ashkofa, it's Kotlilu. They will kill him. But Mashenke Namunis Chachomim means achno, bitl. It means whether I understand or whether I don't understand, I am machnia my das. Even though my das HaKotn understands differently, but I know that I have to be machnia my das. And that's what you see by them, that it's not like that. The Aminu Midi, if I will tell them, even though I'm the Reish Bayoini, Kotlili, they will kill me. Omele Chazali Takanta Lidid, the epic. See that I should be able to go out. Make for me a takona that I should be able to let me go out from the city. Maybe I'll be able to save something. Omele Nekut Nafshach. So Abba Sikri told him, Nekut Nafshach Bekitsiri. Make yourself that you are sick. Let out a kill that you are sick. Velesit Kul Alma Veleshailibach. Let everybody come and find out how you're doing as a person with the last minutes that are going away from this world. And let them come. Let them bring something that gives out a schlechter reach, and they let them lay it next to you. And let them people around you say the noch nafshe, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was nostalgic. And your talmidim should go in. And nobody else should go in to carry you. The leilerakshunbach, they shouldn't be able to feel the kololat that you are not heavy. The inner yada, the chaya kol mimise, because people know that people that are living chay noises atzmai, they are lighter than a person that's nostalgic already. So therefore, only your talmidim should go to you, and nobody else should be able to go to you. The ben yada says adova in pshat, a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. He says that the minig of the bayonim were that they used to, people used to carry them out. When they came to the Shara'ir, the Bayonim used to carry out the Mesim. The din is that you're not allowed to be Kovar and Mesim Yishalayim. And if you're not allowed to be Kovar and Mesim Yishalayim, that's why the Bayonim didn't let, the Bayonim were masking, you should carry out the Mesim, that they shouldn't go, be able to be Nikbe Chutz Yishalayim. But the people that carried them, they were afraid that they won't come back. So the Bayonim took over and the Bayonim carried them out. So here, the Bayonim will carry them out, there'll be a problem. So he gave an eitzah against the Bayonim, that you should say that you left a tzava, that nobody else should be metapoling you, only your talmidim should be metapoling you. And the Bayonim will respect that tzava, because it's not such an important thing that they should take you. So they'll respect your tzava, and they'll be able to let your talmidim go out, that they should carry you. That's why you should say that only your talmidim should be the ones that carry you, and nobody else should carry you. So, kimotu lepis nichnasu boy. They came in and Abelazim mitzadechot, Rabbi Shua mitzadechot. The two talmidim went and carried Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai kimotu lepischa, and they came to the Pesach Mishalayim bo lemidkere. They wanted to be doiche to see if he's alive or he's not alive. So they wanted to take a roimach and stick it through the orein to see if the person's alive. Amalo yomru rabban dochfu. They will say the roimim will say on you that even the rabbi, the roimim that are looking from the top of the wall, will see what you do, and they will say rabban dochfu. The rabban dokru bo lemidkere. They wanted to push him. They wanted to push him. Amalo yomim rabban dochfu. Who is the boy in the mitchvei? Maybe that'll scream. So the Roman will say that Rabban dochfu, that Rabban do doichiv. Poschele bava, they opened up the door in Nofek. He went out, kimot el ha'osom. When he came out, outside, Omar, he said, Shalma alacha malka, shalma alacha malka. Shalom is to you, melech. Shalom is to you, melech. He said, Shlomo alacha malka, Shlomo alacha malka. The pastor Sadvarim is, he said, Shlomo alacha malka. He said it to the keser that was outside, that came to be Chmacher Yishalayim. But the emes is, we know the Noam HaLamelech tells us in Pashas Vayishlach, that the koyach of tzadikim is that they talk two languages. They talk a language here, and at the same time, in the same language, they're talking klapa maila. The melech is marach on Yankev Avinu when he spoke to Esav. His diburim had two taichen. His diburim was a taich lamata, and his diburim was a taich lamaila klapa de beira oilam. If a person hears the dibur lamata, he thinks he's talking to Esav achicha, but really he was talking to the beira oilam. That's how all the burim of tzaddikim can be talked in two languages. So you could say here, Shlomo Alecha Malka, Shlomo Alecha Malka. Hitaka was talking to a melech basavidom, but at the same point, he was talking to the malchus of Lamaila. He was talking to the Rebbeinu Shleim, Shlomo Alecha Malka, Shlomo Alecha Malka. And the melech heard that he said, Shlomo Alecha Malka, Omalei, Mechaivis Tzrei Kalatola. Chodad alav Malkano, Vekakoros li Malka. Vesu, and if it's true that you're calling me a melech, in Malkala, until now, why didn't you come to me? Everybody probably knows, but Dvarim Pshutim, Megman Ibechazaren, Befrat, Dvarim Pshutim, that having it, especially where we're holding today, exactly 60 days before Yom Adin, the Heilige Rabban Kalina, Rabban Agodil, there's others that bring the Zelba Memra from Yisrael Salamta. Adova Emes comes from all different stodim. Over the Maisig Memet Rabban Kalina Rosh Hashanah, it came the time to be go davim Shmashachris, came the time to say Amelech, and he went to the Omed and was standing by the Omed, and he chalished by the Omed. And after davening, they asked him what happened, why did he chalish by the Omed? So he said he was going to say Amelech, and he was going to say Amelech, and he reminded himself this Gemara, and he reminded himself that when he came to say Amelech, what did he say? A Tainatim, Imalka no, Ada Hidna Amayloyosis. Where were you till now? So when he went to say Amelech, he chalished. He's going to say Amelech, he's going to be Mekabel Malka Shamayim from the Beira Elam. Maybe Ada Idna. What happened till now? Where was I till now to the Melech, Malka Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Beira Shalom has a Taina to me, Ada Idna Amayloyosis Legaboy. Why didn't you come to me till now? Why, if you're Makir, then Amelech, why didn't you come to me till now? Adai Zokman Amayse, from Heilig Rabban Kalina, it's just to give us this Eiris, and 60 days from now, we'll hear the Amelech, and everybody chaps a tzitter from the Amelech. And here's the keil of the shofar. He's here's the Amelech. He's our taina. Every day there's a baskel yotzes ma'achirev. There's not only a Shoshana keil. Every day there's a baskel yotzes ma'achirev. Oy lebonim. And there's another ma'baskel. Shuvu bonim shevavim. Sai albeini shalteira. Sai shuvu bonim shevavim. And we hear that baskel. The charedim already. People think it's only a Baal Shem. The charedim says, the Charedim says that means that we hear the Baskel every single day, that tells us to do tshuva. Now what then? Look at the Baal Shem HaKadosh. We think that koil is a koil of atzvus. Every single person in the middle of the day gets sometimes a koil. He gets a minute to hear a tshuva, and he pushes it away. That's only to make my life not happy. And he hears that koil, and he doesn't realize that's the koil of the Baal Shem that's being ma'irim to tshuva. So it's taka taina. Ah, the idna ma'ilayosis. I gave you the same koil that you hear Rosh Hashanah, the same koil ha'shefa. You hear every single day that koil. Why didn't you hear the koil of Amalek every day? Omalei, the ka'omrit lav malkano ibra malkaat. Anuyir di kishtikul gemara. Ibra, it's 100% true. It's 100% true. Ibra means emes. It's emes that Malkan at. It's 100% true that you are Melech. The ilav Malkat le mimsa yishalayim biyotcha. The chsiv v'al levonoin ba'adi yipoil v'ein adi ele Melech. The chsiv v'yadira mimenu v'ein levonoin ele beis amigdash shenem ahara toiv hazev v'al levonoin. We'll soon go through the limud of the Gemara, but the first thing is the chap nir the kispailus in the Gemara and avar the kivort on this Gemara. The eilig altif and avar the kimadregis ha'odom takes this Gemara and tells us dvom nirom from a Gemara. He's talking to a melech, to a goyish melech, and he tells him with a brirus, not with a sofik, with a brirus. He's telling him malkat. I mean, he tells him, I'm not a melech. He tells him, Ibro, it's 100% true that you're a melech. Why is it 100% true? Because he has a gzeir shava. He has a limud. It says, v'alavonim ba'abe yipoil, and he has a limud that adi means a melech, and levonim means a beis hamikdash. So that's absolute truth. The fact that you're telling me that you're not a melech is not truth. Fact is not truth. You know what truth is? What the Torah HaKadosh says is truth is truth. If in the Torah HaKadosh it says that a melech cannot, that the Beis HaMikdash cannot fall only in the hands of a melech, then it must be you're a melech. That's the absolute truth. That's absolute chachma. Anything you can tell me not like that, even though fact will show me not like that, it can't be true. Because the absolute truth is Torah. That's what you see in this Gemara. And such an absolute truth that Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was able to say it with a brirus in front of a guy. He wasn't afraid to tell him that he's not saying the truth, even though the person didn't know about it. Because that's the absolute truth, and that's the emes ha-emes. Our person has to look at a piece of Gemara. What lies in this piece of Gemara, the limud, what emes is Torah. Everything else is realistic, or whatever person sees with his eyes is not emes. It could be not true. You don't know. It only looks like it's truth. Truth, absolute truth, is only Torah. That's the only absolute truth that there is. And if that absolute truth is true, then it's true in every matzav, even by a guy, even when a melech doesn't see it. You'll see more than that. See more than that. What do we think? The melech will think that what? There is not a chacham. And the melech chapt the spilus from his chachma. The melech chapt the spilus from a chachma. The melech afterwards chapt moedik his spilus from his chachma. Why did he chapt the spilus from his chachma? Because that's true chachma. When he showed him that the true chachma is chachma satayra, he saw taket that that's the emistik of chachma. He saw the brirus of the chachma, the zichrikait of the chachma. That's where he chapt the spilus from. Let's learn over again the limut. What's the limut? The chsiv, it says a posik, v'alavonoim ba'adi yipoil. Where does it say this posik, v'alavonoim ba'adi yipoil? This posik says by Sancheirev, when Sancheirev fell into Cheskia, that's when it says, v'alavonoim ba'adi yipoil. Since mamash t'chap is pilus, how the heilige chsam sefer learns pshat in this piece of Gemara. How do we learn pshat in the simple Gemara? The Gemara tells us a limud. How do we learn this pshat in the simple posik that says by Sancheirev, dal v'alavonoim ba'adi yipoil? What is the posik telling you if that's what the posik means, that the Beis HaMikdash will only fall in the hands of a melech? And he tells us the heilige chsam sefer dvarim nifloim. Chazal tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin that Cheskia didn't become Melech HaMashiach. He was supposed to be Melech HaMashiach. Sancheirev was supposed to be Goy Goy Mogoy. Why not? Because Cheskia didn't say Shira. Very good. So Cheskia didn't say Shira, so he didn't become Melech. Why didn't Sancheirev become Goyge Mogoyk? Cheskia was Nan and she didn't become Melech HaMashiach, we understand. But what did Sancheirev lose that he didn't become Goyge Mogoyk? If he was supposed to become Goyge Mogoyk, why didn't he become Goyge Mogoyk? Doctor, if you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says in Salik Dalad Amid Beis, Paroi shechorev ba'atzmai nifrim meni ba'atzmai. Sancheirev shechorev al dei shliach. Shenema biyad melechecho. Chepet Hashem. Lechein le nifrim menu ba'atzmai. Ela vayotza malach Hashem vayach b'malach na'asho. So you see from that Gemara that Sancheirev didn't go himself. He sent the shliach. So the Pasuk is telling you, you know why nothing happened? Because va'alavonoin ba'adi yipoil. That's why Sancheirev lost the koyach to be mapple, the Beis HaMikdash, because va'alavonoin has to be ba'adi yipoil. It could only be by a melech. And Sancheirev didn't go himself, Sancheirev sent a shliach. So it comes out, it's mamish pshute shel mikra. A hafle de kicham sefer in drosh is in chele gimel, omet kuf yut. He says that drove nifla in pshat in the Gemara. That lechere, everybody doesn't know how this comes into pshute shel mikra. It's pshute shel mikra. The pasuk is telling you, you know why he didn't come in. He says pshat in the whole psukim. We have to learn the psukim inside. But he says pshat in all the psukim there. But he says, mitam zele nimser ishlaim biyodoi. Kuz kealvona in ba'ade yipol. And he sent a shliach and he didn't come himself. What's the limit of Alavone ba'adi Yipoil va'ayin adi alamelech tachsiv avayoy adire mimenu? Like Rashi says, it means be'emeth on the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now that I see from it that the Loshan adir means a moishel v'ayin levone ele beit hamikdash shenema ahar atoy v'azeh, which goes on Eretz Yisrael on the beit hamikdash on Eretz Yisrael and Yishalayim v'hal levonein. The Maral explains why that Yisrael and Gevoyah Mekol Ha'aretz and Yishalayim called the Har, Ha'har Atoy Vazeh V'alavonoin, because the Har is called the Har because of the Loshon Nisroimimus, because it's higher than everything else. A Har is something that's Nisroimim, and there's a Nisroimimus in Galshmius, and there's a Nisroimimus in Ruchnius. And the reason why Yishalayim is called Har is because it's a Nisroimimus in Ruchnius. It's higher than everything in Ruchnius. So that's why it's called Har. But a Har, the Maral explains, a Har still has a connection to Galshmius, because a Har is made out of Eretz. It's made out of earth. So it's still a connection to this world. It's a har, but it's nisroimim, but still has a connection to this world. But v'halavonoin, libun, lovon, something that's lovon, means something that's completely white, has no shaykhis to chet completely. Chazal tell us that it's called halavonoin because it's malban av nisayin shel Yisrael. Rashi brings this drashon of Chazal. But it's something that's clean, could be malban. Something that doesn't have a shaykhis to any gashmis whatsoever, has a shaykhis to be malban av nisayin shel Yisrael. So you see that the Beis HaMikdash itself was levonoin. The Beis HaMikdash itself was white. White means nivdol. White means nivdol. White also means something that's koilel everything. The Maral explains that white is in lashon from davar that's koilel all the colors. You take a light and you put it through a prism, it changes to seven colors. So what's the davar koilel? The davar koilel is a light, is a davar koilel. A white light is a davar koilel. Anything that's koilel is called light. Why was the mon white? Why was the mon white? Because the mon was koilel all the time. So if the mon was koilel all the time, so it had a kolel dikke color. What's the kolel dikke color? White is the kolel dikke color. That's why it was white. So too the Beis HaMikdash, which is a dover a koilel, it's the dover of that's ma'achet everything. The dover that's koilel everything is also the inyan that it's white. So it's completely nivdol from this world. The Beis HaMikdash be'emes has no shaykhis to this world. The Beis HaMikdash is lamaila from this world. The Beis HaMikdash is a place where teva wasn't shaylet in this world. Kloli al teva weren't shaylet in this world. The Beis HaMikdash asar nisim nasim be'mikdash. Ness is always chutz l'derech ha-teva. The Maral says in the Akdoma to Gvuris Hashem that there's a seder l'nisim. That means a person could ride on two different highways. A person could go on a local. A person could pick himself up and on a different road. He could ride on a road that's higher than the normal road. And the Rebbeinu Shalom made this world in two roads. There's a road of teva, and there's a road, you could live in a road of nisim. But the road of Nisim is not a standard road, that sometimes you could hire yourself to that road. The Beis HaMikdash was a place that was always with that Seder of Nisim. The Beis HaMikdash was standard Nisim. 10 Nisim Matamid the Beis HaMikdash. 10 is a number that's a Koilel Dika number, a Shlemus Dika number. That means Asar Nisim Nasa Beis HaMikdash. It was the Shlemus of Nes. The Beis HaMikdash, there was no Klali Ateva. Why was the Beis HaMikdash that the Oren was Ened Min Amidah? The Oren didn't take its place. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam could have made the Beis HaMikdash bigger. The Kodesh HaKadoshim bigger, and could have made that the Aron should take up place. Why did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam make it that the Aron ain't in Amida? Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted to show you that Teva has no mitzvahs whatsoever. Teva is only laws of Teva, laws of nature, are because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made those laws. But when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants those laws shouldn't be, the laws don't exist. All the laws that there are, only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made those laws. But where is the Beis HaMikdash? Was the place where you saw that there's no Klali Ateva. It was Lamaila Min Ateva. It was Lamaila from this world. The Beis HaMikdash was a Migdal Apereach Ba'avir. It was in the Luft. The Beis HaMikdash didn't live on the on basis of this world. Then have Yesedis in this world. It lived completely in the air. It had no Yesedis in Teva whatsoever. That's why it was a completely Nivdal Min Ateva. That's why it wasn't called Har. It was called Levona. Something that has no Shai to this world completely. Udeka omrit, and the first question that you asked me, im malkano amayla ka'osis legaboy ado inno bayoini de izbon leishav kinon, the bayoini that's with us leishav kinon. We can answer that same question to Rava and Kalina's question, ado inno amayla ka'osis, why we wait to Rosh Hashanah to say amelech. We have a teretz to that kasha. Rava and Kalina maybe didn't have that teretz, but we zicha have that teretz. Bayoini de izbon leishav kinon, the shibid malchis, the Agashmias, the world around us, doesn't let us. That means we have a teretz on that kasha, that why are the idna my like osis. We have the same teretz that the Yechon Ben Zakkai answered. Bayoini the Isban Leishav Kinon, the Bayoini that's with us, don't let us. They don't let us hike ourselves. himself to be able to be Makia Malchus Shamayim. Omale. So he told him, Ilu, what are you telling me by Yoinid Izban Lashevkinon? Ilu Chovius Shel Dvash. You'll have a Chovius of Dvash. Vidroikun, Vidalkun, and you have a Nochosh, a poisonous Nochosh Korachalel. Lahoyu Shuvarin as a Nochosh, as a Chovius Bishwal Darkun. Don't you break the Chovius to be able to get the Darkun to go away? The Darkun is a Sakona, the Darkun is a dangerous snake. So what do you do? You break this thing so the Darkun doesn't survive, so take around it, and you'll be able to get rid of the Darkun. So too, what are you afraid of? Let the city get Chorev, and everything you'll be able to get rid of the Bayonim. The truth of the matter is, he said something very stupid, like the Gemara says, Ishtik. He didn't have what to answer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Korele Rabbi Yosef v'temer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yosef surely said so. It could be Rabbi Kiva said so, because if not, Rabbi Kiva was alive before Rabbi Yosef. Meshiv chachomim ocher v'datim yisochel. Yiboyele lemeimer shef klinon tzavso. You bring a tzavso, you bring a pliers, a tzavso, a thongs, something that you can catch the dark and v'shuklinalei, the dark and v'katlinalei, v'chavite shavkinalei, and you leave the chavis the way it is. Adova pele. Let's forget about the meshiv chachomim ocher. It's a dova pele that this person said. He spoke a silly thing. The Kesa said a silly thing that the Kesa should have also known. Let's not talk about, the Gemara says that there's an hoga gzeira from the Beir Olam, meshiv chachomim ocher, that is meshiv chachomim ocher. But what was the silliness of this Kesa? What was the silliness of the Kesa? How did the Kesa say such a narish zach that you should do such a thing? Elamai, the Kesa was be'emes mechavn ala emes. The Kesa was mechavn to nekudas ha'emes. Because the Nekudas ha'emes is that's what the Rebbeinu Shel wanted. The Nekudas ha'emes is that was the anhog of the Beir Olam. The anhog of the Beir Olam at this point was that it should be that way. That's what the Beir Olam wanted that way, that's the way you should get rid of the Darkoin, is through destroying the city. And the Kesar said the truth, the ultimate truth. The Rebbeinu Shel gave him words to say which were the truth. And Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was makir that was the emes, that's the anhog of the Beir Olam. Now to us it looks like Meshav Chachomim Ocher. It's not muchach that it was taken Meshav Chachomim Ocher. It was taken Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was makir that was the anhog of the Beir Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel is megala to the tzadik ha'adur the anhog. We look at it Meshav Chachomim Ocher. Sometimes you have to look back at the Second World War. People look at the Second World War and ask kashas and tzaddikei ador. People went into them to ask if they should run away or they shouldn't run away, and they didn't answer they should run away. How could it be? So first of all, the Gemara answers meshiv chachamim ocher, but it has more to do with meshiv chachamim ocher. The Rebbeinu Shalom had the erhog of Hester, and the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't let tzaddikim talk. The Rebbeinu Shalom takes away from them the koyach to answer, and they know that they can't answer. They know that they don't have a right to answer. The Rebbeinu Shalom takes away their koyach. The Rebbeinu Shalom takes away their koyach to answer, because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to fear Adarch what he has to fear Adarch. The Rebbeinu Shalom does what he has to do. When it comes times that the Rebbeinu Shalom has to do what he has to do, for whatever reasons, the cheshbenis of the Beir Olam, which are the malam ha'asagaseinu, which we'll see when Be'ezus Hashem will be zeichet to see Mashiach Tzidkeinu b'meheira b'yameinu, and we'll see clearly how everything was done hog of the Beir Olam. Right now we can't see it, but then we'll see why the Rebbeinu Shalom did it, and we'll know that the Rebbeinu Shalom just didn't let the Chachamim do what they had to do, because the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to fear Adarch what he had to fear Adarch. Chovius Shel Dvash V'Darkin Chorech Aleo. There are many inyonim in the inyon that he said Chovius Shel Dvash. Why did he say Chovius Shel Dvash? The Ben Yehuda says that maybe he said Chovius Shel Dvash, he wanted to say that Klal Yisrael was Nifsal. Can go on to the Mizbeach. Klal Yisrael is already Dvash. They're not Roy for the Rebbeinu Shalom. He was Meramis that Klal Yisrael was already Nifsal from the Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael not Roy to be in the Beis HaMikdash. They took away, that's why he said the Inyan of Dvash, to tell him that he was not Roy to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Nochish Korash Aleo. Nochish brings Misa Le'olam. The Bayonim are like the Nochish, that they bring Misa Le'olam. That's what he wanted to say with this Moshel. The Gemara says on it, Meshiv Chachomim Ocher. Meshiv Chachomim Ocher. Let us look into the Gemara and we'll see a very interesting Ga'ara on the Gemara. The Gemara brings three different things. The Gemara brings three different ways that they wanted to stop the Churban. What are the three different ways they wanted to stop the Churban? The Gvirim wanted to stop the Churban. The Gemara brings, in last week's Gemara, we learned there were three Gvirim that wanted to stop the Churban by being able to be Mashpia, Chesed. We learned last week that could be they wanted to give Chesed. We had the Gvura of the Bayonim with Gvura they wanted. And Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh had Chochmah. And that's the, what we learn Tisha B'Av. Osef Asifim. How does Osef Asifim end? Al Yisal Chocham B'Chachmosei. Yidat V'Chocham B'Chachmosei. Not Gibor B'Gvurosei. And not the Oshi B'Oshroi. All three can't help. Whether it was, that's what the Gemara brings, these three things. Nish Chochma had geholfen, Nish Gvura had geholfen, nothing helped. Nish Tashiris had geholfen. That's the three in Yonam that's learned from this Gemara. Not the Ashiris helped, not the Gvura helped, not the Chochma helped. Everything the Rebbeinu Shalom took away. Adahochi, while he was talking to him, also Pistike Alei Mirimi. There came a Shlichus from him, from Rimi, Omele Kum. Get up, the mislay kum, get up to a higher madrega, the mislay kesa, for omra hanich shiva de rumi, and the people, the choshev, the people of rumi, the nesim of rumi, that they decided, loisibach bereisha, that you should be the one who runs the country. And you have to go back home. Have a saim chad misana, he was wearing one shoe, boil him a saim at lachrina, and he wanted to put on the other shoe. Loi ayel didn't go on, boil the mishlevele, idach loinofik, omra my high. The Shmua Toiva came to you, the Chsiv Shmua Toiva to Dashan Etzem, and Mamela Shmua Toiva to Dashan Etzem, so your foot got bigger and it can't hold any more the what? It can't hold any more the shoe, it doesn't fit, so you can't put on the shoe, you can't take off the shoe. My Takante, Leith Inish Lemesvidatachmine, put a person that you don't have an offer from him, a person that you're angry at, a person that you're not happy with him, Velechlev Kamoch. The Chsiv, because it says in Posik that when somebody sees a Ruach Nishcha, when your Ruach goes down, through that it's the Yabesh Etzem, the Etzem becomes back small. Lava Nifla. One can understand what the Simcha of a Goy is, that the Simcha of a Goy is 0.0. That the only Simcha is the Simcha that the Yid has from Torah and Mitzvahs. Could you imagine the Simcha, a person just became Kesar of the world? Kesar of Rami, Rami controlled the whole world. He went up to the biggest matzav that he could be big up, the biggest matzav that a person could be. And what are you going to do to him to take away his simcha? This psura teva that's tadash and etzem. As Molly Simcha, he became Kesar of Rami. What are you going to do? You take a person that he can't take, and he can't stand him, you can bring him away, whole simcha is enough. He lost his whole simcha. That's the raya that the simcha is 0.0. Where do we see it? It's a beferish apostik. All of this is not worth to me. Everybody's kerei mishtach mit amotchai. V'chol ze enani shoyveli. Ein yid buktuch nishtemir. Ein yid. And still it's enani shoyveli. Because the simcha of a goy, simcha of a ilam haza, simcha of this world is really a false simcha. It's nothing. It's luft. The simcha. And the minute you get something that'll make you in a bad mood, the whole simcha goes away. The whole simcha disappears. The whole simcha has no kiyum. The simcha is nothing. That's the raya from this Gemara. A person has simcha satira, any atzvus in the world, what'll happen? He still has simcha satira. Because that's true simcha. That's emistika simcha. Simcha of this world is only demyonis. It's only a false simcha. It's only a false simcha. That's why. Says that's what the Bala Musa learned of the Gemara. It's a half of the limit in the Gemara. How a person has to see what lies in a sees of the Gemara. Since he is so smart, the Emes is, you see from this Gemara also, he didn't say anything with anything, only with a posik. Only with a posik. Everything's a posik. Shmotev, the Dash and Etzem, the Yabish Gorem. Everything's a posik. It's not Chochma. Chochma Satira, Meachim the Chakim is Kula Hai, you have Chochma Satira, Adi Idna Mailo Sisi the Gaboi, Omele Vilay Omrelach, Omele Anon Nami Omrelach, I also answered you, Omele Mezul as Lina, I'm going away, Vinish Achrinam is down, I'm sending another person, Alaboi Mini Midi the Etanach, I'll give you, ask me something that I will give you. First, before we have to go further, this Gemara seems like a very interesting Gemara. I told him at the end, he had a tiny to him. Right, we ended off that he's not happy with him. Ad idnal ma'kasi. So he says, I answered you, and he says, no, I answered you back. So why is it noisachain that he tells him that what he's going to give him when he asks you? Zok de ben yoyada adav on nifla. He says a ma'ase. He brings a ma'ase, but the ma'ase is a moedik limit. What's the ma'ase? He says like this: the melech of Spain once brought a person that knew how to shoot chitzim very good. He knew how to shoot arrows perfectly to the bullseye. He shot it perfectly. And the Melech said he wants to see if he could do the same like him. And they should have a contest. Who could shoot better? They made on the wall a place, a mark where they have to shoot. The person didn't want to be mavaj. The Melech, all the sorim came. So the Melech first shot. And the Melech shot one after another. One nearer, one closer, one everything in this near the circle. This person shot off mark, but he shot everyone to the same place off mark. Every single one was the same place off mark, and everybody said the Melech won. After everybody walked out, he tells the Melech. The Melech says to him, "If you know, why didn't you shoot right? You know better." He says, "I did. You see that everyone by me went to the same one. I didn't want to be mevayish you, so I didn't answer you." So the Melech gave him a merit kamatona because he was mechaber the Melech so much. That the Ben Yehuda, that the Melech understood here that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't answer him, not because he didn't have what to answer him. Like we said before, the embassy spoke dvarim shel tipshus. He should have been able to answer him. He realized that he only didn't answer him only because kveid malchus. So that's why he respected him, and that's why he gave him a matona by him and the etalach, because he realized that he did it only because of kveid malchus. They shouldn't be mevayish him in front of all the other remim that were standing there. Amalei tenli yavne v'chachomel v'shoshilta de Rabbi Gamliel v'asvesa and a reife the Messiah le'rab tzadik. Three things he asked him: give me yavne v'chachomel, shoshilta de Rabbi Gamliel v'asvesa the Messiah le'rab tzadik. What are these three things? What is the davar that's common? The three things he had a reason why he asked three things. Why did he ask these three things? Why didn't he ask other things? What did he want with these three things? The Maral Kedarkoi tells us that these three things are Chesed, Din, and Rachman. There are three things that Rabbeinu Shalom has the world. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Din. Yaakov is the Mizig of both. The Mizig of Chesed and Din is Rachman. We once said over from the Heilige Rosh Tzerov in Zera Kedesh, the word Rachman is a tziruf of two words, Reish Chesed, Begamatri Yitzchak, and Mayim is Chesed. So it's the mizik of both together. That's why Rachmim is the mizik of Chesed and Din. In the word Rachmim, you see the mizik of Chesed and Din. Reish Chesed is Mamati. Yitzchak Mayim is Chesedim. So you have Din and Chesed together because Rachmim is the midah of Yaakov. That's Mamazik the Chesed. So he says, Yidua, that Chachomim, Kol Oisik B'Teira B'Layla, Kodesh Baruch Moshe Cholof Chutsch Chesed B'Yoyim, Yoyim Mitzav Hashem Chazdei. Teira brings Chesed. Teira is called Teira Chesed Al Shoino. So Teira is the union of Chesed. Rav Tzodik is Midas Hadin with his tainus. That's why it was Misana, because that's B'Midas Hadin. Korech HaTainus is something he brings out Din by Rebbeinu Shalom. If a person fasts, that's Midas Hadin that he should bring Teif. And then the Midas Arachmim is a Mishpocha Miucheses, brings out Midas Arachmim. Zera Kosher, like Mishpocha Miucheses of Rabbi Gamaliel, brings out Midas Arachmim. That's how the Maral learns the three things. I think that we could take the Maral and we could learn differently than the Maral based on what the Maral says, but we can learn completely a different limud. Al shloisha dvarim ha'ayla ma'imit al ha'teira v'al ha'veida v'al gemilus chasadim. Al ha'teira, that's tenli yavna v'chachamel. Al ha'veida, that's tfila and tainis. That's Asrus of the Messiah Leila Rab Tzadik. Rab Tzadik was the Sheirish of Tvila and Tainis. That the Sheirish of Tvila and Tainis goes together. He was Mispal for the Beis Hamikdash. So he's the Koyach HaTvila. Ushishilta, the Rabbi Gamaliel, that's the Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is Chesed. We know that that's why we learn Rus on Shavuos, is because the Inya of Malchus Beis David is Chesed. The Inya of Amalek is the Ashpah of Chesed. We said over Pashas Pinchos and Pika Ovis that the Goyin says that Samach is Rosh Tevis, Sanhedrin, Melech, Koyen, because these three are Teira, Aveda, and Gemilas Chasodim. Sanhedrin is Teira, Melech is Chesed, and Koyen Godel is Aveda. So you see clearly that he learned that Melech is the Inyan of Chesed. So Melech is Moir, the good, the Gemara. That's why he said these three, because he had to add the Kiyom HaOlam. So he wanted three Amudim of the world. The world should stand three Amudim, so the three Amudim have to stand. Or we could say better, if a person listened to Daftari yesterday, or said Daftari yesterday, the last words in Daftari, Nishpati Chai Hashem, the Emes, the Mishpat Ubitstaka, Emes, Mishpat Staka, Teres, Teres, Emes, Mishpat is Din, that's Mishpat, and then there's the Inyan of Staka. Those are the same three things. The Emes, Emes, Mishpat, and Staka are the exact same three things as Teira, Avoid, and Gemilus Chasodim, and that's why he wanted these three things, so that the Kiyam Ha'olam should be Tenli Yavne V'Chachamel, Tenli Yavne V'Chachamel. With this, Rabbi Shapiro, by the first Knesia Gedoyla, was Marish Eilomais in the first Knesia Gedoyla with these words, Tanli Yavna V'Chachamel, that the Iker thing that we have to worry for is Kiyam HaTeira in Klal Yisrael. Kiyam HaTeira, Teira HaKadosh should be saved. Yiddishkeit is totally in Tanya Yavda v'chachomel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai learned that what's the kiyum of Yiddishkeit? What will be the kiyum of Yiddishkeit? The kiyum of Yiddishkeit will be Torah in Klal Yisrael. If Yavna v'chachomel will be kiyum, then the Yidden will have a kiyum. If there won't be Yavna v'chachomel, you could save Klal Yisrael. If you don't save Torah Gedosh, if you don't save the kiloy tishtakach Torah mi Yisrael, then you won't have a Klal Yisrael. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taught us in the Inyan of Tanya Yavna v'chachomel, that you have to remember that you have to have Torah Gedosha, you have to have yeshivas, you have to have the Yavna v'chachamel. Rabbi Yechon Mezakeh was miyasa the yeshiva in Yavna. You have to have Talmid HaChachomim, but all Talmid HaChachomim Yidin won't be able to exist in Golis. That's the kiyum of Klal Yisrael in Golis. Tenli Yavna v'chachamel sheshulta the Rabbi Gamliel v'asus of the Messiah the Rabbi Tzadik Korer the Rabbi Yosef v'temin Rabbi Kiva meishiv v'chachomim ocha v'datim yisocha liboyle lemeimele the shkina azo zimne v'usa v'adim akula hayle ovid v'apor tzola pur t'nami lehava adova nifle found in a tshuva sefer adova nifle admiyed. I don't want to go into it bariches, but in there was a Rav in Yisrael, Rav Shul Menachem Ehrenberg, a great Rav. He wrote a tshuva sefer here in the shelf Dvar Yeshua. Mordechai Meshev he was. There was a shayla, the following shayla. There was a shayla of making a law in Yisrael that on certain places they shouldn't be able to go Shabbos. The bosses shouldn't go Shabbos. So the Askonim and Chayfa wrote a tshuva to Rabbi Shul Menachem, a shayla to Rabbi Shul Menachem Ehrenberg, that maybe it's not right to make such a thing, because if it comes out of law, then these places you're not allowed to go, but in Chayfa you're allowed to go. That means you're saying in the law that Chayfa you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So that way you're not allowed to approve such a law in Eretz Yisrael. That was the shayla. If that's by doing that, you're accepting chil Shabbos in that place, or you're saving the other place. And with what gemara is he down? He's down with this gemara to see if the emes is with Rabbi Kiva or the emes is with Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. If that tzola purta is a mahalach, chub ma migdash should be chub ma migdash. Abi should say for yavne v'chachamel because it's tzola purta, or the taina is a taina that meishiv chachamim ocher, and he takes on that the emes is Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was right, and mameila that tzola purta the Mahalach that you're allowed to do at Salaport. It's a very interesting tshuva in Chel Gimel Simchov Hey, if one wants to see Adach how he takes apart this Gemara in a life in Nifla Admiyot, the Bali Drush have a Meridike Ha'or on this piece of Gemara. Shem Shem Pinkis talks about it, but the Emes is it says in all the Drush Sfarim before him about Ha'or and Nifla on this Gemara. The Gemara Mesech Tiz Berachis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said Eini Dideya Eidze Derech Melichin Oisi. They didn't know which derech melichin. Everybody is nispol on the Gemara. Rabbi Yechon Mezakai, Rabbi Yechon Mezakai. A person that the Gemara says on Rabbi Yechon Mezakai, the kol ha'terek kula, he knew kol ha'terek kula. He didn't miss anything kol ha'terek kula. What was his problem? Eze derech melichin I see. Zogim bali drush that this was his problem. This tshuva that he answered, he had a suffix that maybe was goyim chub ma'migdash. This problem was noikif in his mind all his life, whether he answered right or he didn't answer right. He had a cheshbon here in the Gemara that what efshay avid lo teleporta, but maybe he didn't answer right. Maybe he should have taken answered. Don't be machiv the beis ha'migdash now. So maybe with his tshuva he was goyim chub ma'migdash. That shaila was noikif b'moicha his whole life, and that's why he answered any day be'edrech derech malichin oisi. A muyudik limud our person has to live. Person can answer a shayla, and he answers a shayla right. He has a cheshbon, that's the way he has to answer. But for himself, he never knows if he answered right, and he lives in a palchat, and he doesn't know which derech melichin oisi. He answered what he thought was right, but vezachti was right. Maybe it was taki doyim chob ma'migdosh. Maybe taki should have answered, give me the beis ha'migdosh. Even though he made that cheshbon, but who says the cheshbon is the right cheshbon? And therefore, Rabbi Yechon Mezaki said, any idea be'ezid derech melichin oisi. Asfer said the Messiah, Rav Tzadik, Mayi, Yomi Kama, how were they able to be merapa, Rav Tzadik, Yomi Kama, the first day, Ashkiya, Mayi, the Pari, Lamocha, Mayi, the Sipuka, every day he gave him something else. The first day he gave water that they were shared in it, that they soaked in it, Subin, the Psoilis of Kemach. Second day they gave Maya the Sipuka that had already a little bit Kemach mixed into it. Lamocha Maya the Kimcha. The next day Maya the Kimcha. Ad the Ravach Maya Purta Purta. Since the stomach was able to go a little bit bigger and bigger, was able to accept food. Zok the Eilege Gemara. Although they went Shadre and he sent the Titus Arasha. He sent Titus HaRasha. The Gemara calls him Titus HaRasha because he's the one that was Machrev the Beis HaMikdash. Still now the Gemara never called anybody HaRasha. They only called him Titus Kesa. They only called him Andrionis Kesa, Specianus Kesa. Here the Gemara is talking about the person that was Chomachrib de Beis Hamikdash. Ozul Shadrei Letitis Arasha. They sent Titis Arasha va'omar. And he said, Ey, Eleheimai Tzur Chosibai, Zer Titis Arasha, Shechir v'gidif klapa ma'ala. Rachman al-Etzlon, he was mechalrif and megadif klapa ma'ala. Ma osa. What did Titis Arasha do? Tofas, he was teifis, etmeo biyodoi, he took her biyodoi. The Ben Yoyodo has a diuk niflin de Gemara. Why does it have to say biyodoi? Because she was as mufkeres as she was, she didn't want to devagdich to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do an aveira. She knew that you don't walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do an aveira. Vivaita mufkeres she was, hasigata nageshim that in Beis Hamikdash you don't go to do such a thing. So he took her biyodoi, he forced her to do it. That's the biyodoi in the Gemara, that he was the one who did it. Ziyat b'chalnish gevolk mitarvetim with him. Venichnas lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. He went into the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. What says the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim? Kodesh Gadoshim, Shivas Yomim Kaidim Yom Kippurim, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, he has to go in Shluche Shel Klal Yisrael to do the Aveda. Without 7 days Pelisha, he wasn't able to walk into the Kodesh Gadoshim. And if he walked into the Kodesh Gadoshim and he changed, and he put on the Keteris on the Machta the wrong way, there came out a Malach, and the Malach is Chofta, and take it from Yadi's mess. If he changed the Mashu from the Aveda, then the Kodesh Gadoshim was an Eish that was Seirif. And here came in Titus into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'tziya Sefer Torah v'ova le'aveira. Rachman al-Tzlom. He was Matziya Sefer Torah v'ova le'aveira. How is it possible that the Kodesh HaKadoshim didn't burn him? The Kodesh HaKadoshim is fire. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zok Tav Chaim v'lozhen in Nefesh HaChaim, because the Kedush of the Beis HaMikdash had left already. There was no more Kedush in the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't Kodesh HaKadoshim anymore. It was only the walls of Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kedush was already in the Sala Lamayla. If not, it wouldn't be possible in the world that he should be able to do such a thing. About Fabrand Givan from the Kedush of Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's impossible that he should do it in a Makim Kodesh Kizeh. So, Rab Chaim V'lozhana, you do it, the Kediburim from Rab Chaim V'lozhana. Pachat the Kediburim from Chaim V'lozhana. Rab Chaim V'lozhana zogt that when a Yid goes in the Gaths, and a Yid opens up his eyes, Rachman al-Etzlam betoyis, and a Machshav Zara enters his lave, Dr. the Mishnah, we learned today in the morning in Ein Yankiv, Yechavim Libay Kineged Beis Kedish HaKadoshim. Why is Yechavim Libay Kineged Beis Kedish HaKadoshim? Because the lave of a person is also Kedish HaKadoshim. The lave of a person is Shoyre, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and every Yid is a Kedish HaKadoshim. Dr. Nefesh HaChaim, he's doing worse than Titus. Amir the Kedefesh HaChaim, Apachat from the Nefesh HaChaim. When a person is Machnes HaMachshav Zara into his lave, he's doing worse than Titus. Titus brought it into Kedish HaKadoshim. That was cholov from kedusha. That was only the walls of kedusha kedoshim. And we bring in machshav zaris. We bring in machshav zaris. Rachman al etzlam into the kedusha kedoshim of a yid. Into the kedusha kedoshim of a yid. A yid that's niskadish with kedusha kedoshim. We bring into their machshav zaris. A person chaps a tzitter. That what he did. A person has to chaps a tzitter. What we do. A person has to chaps a tzitter of our averis. What it means. What it means bringing in an aver in kedusha kedoshim in our machshavis and rachman al etzlam in our mind. He took a saif, v'gider as a pereiches, and he made a hole through the pereiches, and he stuck in the pereiches, v'nas a nes, and there came a nes, v'hoyadam mevatzpeitz v'yoyse. And there came a nes v'yoyse. Toysis had a very big problem. That when machte man a nes Titus Rasha to make a nest, that he should want to think that he should have the toys, Rachman al-Etzlon, had it ungerit, Kaviyachal Hoyagas Atzmai. How could it be? Why should they make a nest? Look, toys is Lydia, Shekosha Lefne Amokam Chubin Besamigdish. To know that it's Kosha Lefne Amokam Chubin Besamigdish. Let us learn the limud, the way you have to learn this Gemara, the way Balamusa learned the Gemara, learn the Gemara the way we have to learn the Gemara. In our Oilam Amaisa, we have to learn the Gemara. This Chubin Amigdosh. There's different ways to cry on Chob HaMikdash. And a person has to realize that the crying on Chob HaMikdash is on Chilul HaKodesh. That's what we cry on Chob HaMikdash. And the dam that was spilt outside, that's one thing. The dam that's being spilt here, that's the Ike dam that's being spilt in Chob HaMikdash. By a dam Yoitze, to teach you that this is the Shvichas Domim. This is the Emes Shvichas Domim. The Maral says, in their mitzvah, the Maral says, why is Yovan Shmichas Domim? Marals Mazbe, the series three goals not connected by the Zorigil arrives in Shvichas Domem. Why is Yovan Shvichas Domem? What's Shvichas Dam? To take out the Dam, which the Dam is on Nefesh. Taking out Pnimius is Shvichas Dam. Taking out the Pnimius, Yovan's Chochens Chitzenius, it only leaves the Chitzenius, that's also called Shvichas Domem. When you take out the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, that's the Emes of Shvichas Domem. The Emes of Shvichas Domem is this Chubm of Hichne Zayna Lebeis Kedusha Kedoshim, of bringing in the Tumma into the Kedusha Kedoshim. What's the Kedusha Kedoshim of Klal Yisrael? What's the Kedusha Kedoshim of Klal Yisrael? The Rambam says Shemitah V'Yovel. Everybody knows the Rambam says Shemitah V'Yovel. But the Rambam doesn't know this, the words of the Rambam says Shemitah V'Yovel. The Rambam says in Shemitah V'Yovel, Al Talmud Chochem is Niskadish Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Rambam says. The Rambam says the Koyach of Torah could be Mekadish a person in Kodesh HaKadoshim. And a person has to know that when you chepe the Kodesh HaKadoshim from Klal Yisrael, that's when Dam is Yetzeh. When you chepe the Kodesh HaKadoshim from Klal Yisrael, when the Talmud Chachom from Klal Yisrael become gechepet, when in the time in the Talmud Chachom from Klal Yisrael, Yemachnes Ruchai Zoros, Yemachnes the Zina into Kodesh HaKadoshim of Klal Yisrael, Yemachnes Fremde Zachen, the Maral doesn't learn this Gemara Kipshutei. The Ra'al says it's impossible to learn this Gemara Kipshutei, that Titus was a melech, did such a thing. Zayna means Dvarim Zorim. The Ma'al learns completely the Gemara Shaloi Kipshutei. The Ma'al is not soivel to learn this Gemara Kipshutei. But its zikha is, the Ma'al is zikha true, that it's meramis on the Zaynim Achreim. It's meramis on Dvarim Zorim. When you bring into Chochmas HaTeira Dvarim Zorim, it's also Hichnes Zayna Lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. When you bring Fremda Ashpois into Chochmas HaTeira, when you bring the Chinuch of Torah with Fremda Ashpois, that's also Hichnes Zayin Alebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's where the Dam is Mevatzvet Yoytze. That's where the Ikir Shviches Domem is. That's where the Ikir Shviches Domem is in that thing. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Zok the Heilige Gemara again. Notel Sai Vegides Apareiches, the Feyanayim, the Meram Shif, both learn that this Dam that went out, this Dam, where did this Dam come from? Which Dam was this? Dr. Meram Shif by himself in the Ifeinayim brings a medrash that says so, that the dam was the dam of the Korbanos. Nere, he says, Ulai, the Meram Shif, Ulai, Hadama Yimidama Zois Shenivleboy. Even though the Gemara says in Yuma you weren't Maza on the Pereiches Mamish, it's Zichah went on to the Pereiches. And the Ifeinayim brings, that there's such a Befeirish. Let's see if it says in this Gemaras. Mando Oma Midam Kabanis, and Mando Oma Midam. He brings a medicine by Yikir Rabbi Perek Chavbeis that it was from that dam. What's Pshat in that? The Pshat. The Gemara says in Mesechtis Yuma. What was there by the Chub Mabayis Rishon? That's only when it's in the Tzayin and Shalmakim. Zoktach the Bnei Yisoscha, B'Shem the Heilige Magid, that B'Shas Churban, that's B'Emes the Ahava of Klal Yisrael, the Rebbein Yisrael, the Ahava to Klal Yisrael. Why? Because that's Shofach Chamos El Eitzim V'Avonim, and the Rebbein Yisrael shows that's B'Emes the Gres the Churban, the Gres the Ahava, or because that's the Kapara of Klal Yisrael with the Churban. So Memele it's Oysen Ritzayin and Shalmakim back. So that's why the Kruvim were Mu'urim Zeh B'Zeh. In Bayis Sheni there was no more Kruvim. So how did the Rebbein Yisrael show the Ahava? The Kabbonis from Kippur came out. The Kabbonis from Yom Kippur. The Rebbein Shom brought out the dam from Kabbonis from Yom Kippur. That's Mashgig L'goyim V'yabdeim. That goy Yitzchayim Geret, that this ois is an ois for what? That Harigas Atzmai. This ois was the greatest ois for Chibah from the Rebbein Shom to Klal Yisrael. The Rebbein Shom showed them the Kapara of the Yom Kippur is now. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av is the same Kapara. That's the Kapara of Tisha B'Av is the Kapara of Yom Kippur. And the Rebbein Shom showed them that Kapara. And the Rebbein Shem showed him that kapara, and he went and made a mistake. That's pshat in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Shogu tzeresecha bekev moyadecha. What's moyadecha? Moyadecha is the place where the Rebbein Shem meets with Klal Yisrael. It's really moyadecha. The Rebbein Shem really met with Klal Yisrael with this dam. And then some oisays. They take the ois that the Rebbein Shem made for Ahava, and they make it their ois, that it's Harigas Atzmai. They change around the whole thing. It's Bahamas an ois of Ahava Sashem, and they change it around to make it an ois that it's what? An ois for what they think as Harigas Atzmai. But it's Bahamas an ois of Ahava Sashem, because the Rebbein Shem brought out the Kapara of Yom Kippur. The Rebbein Shem showed the Kapara of Yom Kippur, that Ahava that the Rebbein Shem has, the Ahava of Yom Kippur. That's what the Rebbein Shem showed in that Inyan. Sagt der Heilige Gemara, aber Chana Neumel, Mikamoiche Chassin, ja, Mikamoiche Chassin, Vekosha, Shato, Shamea, Neuze, Vigidufa, Shaloise Roche, Vesheisik. Der Beir Rabbi Shmuel Tone, Mikamoiche Beelem Hashem, Mikamoiche Beilmem, Mikamoiche Beilmem, der Beir Shalom is quiet, Mikamoiche Beelem Hashem, Mikamoiche Beilmem. How do you touch Mikamoiche Beelem, Mikamoiche Beilmem? In Eregad Al Yoh, it says, the Varam Niflom, it is Gemara based on a Sasemis. When Klal Yisrael said Shira, they didn't say only Shira on the Geula. They said Shira on the Golus also. They said Shira that they understood the Golus. What do you mean they understood the Golus? They understood the Rebbeinu Shlom's quietness in Golus, and they understood that that's also part of the Geula. So they said Shira on that also. Here they said that now is the Anhaga starting of Micha Moicho Be'ilmem. Now starting the Anhaga, not of Be'ilem, now starting that Anhaga of Ilmem. The Anhaga of the Rebbeinu Shlom of Ilmem, of the Rebbeinu Shlom being quiet. The Maralbot says, with that we will end. I'm sure the Kinekuda, what means Micha Moicho Be'ilmem. Ilmem is somebody that can't talk. Not somebody that's quiet. On the Rebbeinu Shlom, you shouldn't say Be'ilmem. Rebbeinu Shlom is somebody that can't talk. Rebbeinu Shlom is somebody that's quiet. How can you say the Lashon Be'ilmem? It's the wrong Lashon to say. Why does it say the Lashon of Be'ilmem? Look, the Maral, Ahaf L'Dikibir, that the Be'ilmem means to say that it's nothing. A person is quiet means he has to do something to be quiet. By the Rebbeinu Shlom, the being quiet is a b'china of Be'ilmem. It's the same b'china of a person that can't talk. Just like a person that can't talk is a Elaim. The same thing by the Rebbeinu Shalom, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is quiet, it's not chas v'shalom that it's a zach, that the Rebbeinu Shalom has to be shoysek. The Rebbeinu Shalom has to do a pa'ula, he's mispoil, and he has to do a pa'ula to be shoysek. Ki Hashem Yisbarach einakein, she'einu b'koyach b'geshem, v'nivdo l'kamri b'zeh, l'chein einu mispoil, it's not something, he's mispoil, and he wants to be noikem, and he holds himself back from being noikem. Now then, he's be'ilmem, it's just like he ilim doesn't talk because he doesn't talk, as he's now done hog of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and hog of Ilmem. It's an hoga kmoye ilom ein tzorich lichbush is adibbe rak ma'atzmi ukach kein Hashem izboch mashu einu meshiv lamachitzov shu einu nispoil. He's not mispoil, it's not kivish kasei, it's a metzius like that. That's the metzius of ilmes. That's why it's a loshon of teikiv. That's the gvura of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the gvura of the Rebbeinu Shalom is now that's the anhoga. That's the anhoga of golus, the anhoga of ilmem. But there's a reason why there's an anhoga of ilmem. An anhoga of hester that brings out lebesoif, the ganze elem of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the ganze gvura of the Heilige Bashefa.